Very much indeed. We're going to stay in the United States now because, let's face it, it's regarded by many as one of the most affluent nations on earth. But it may come as a surprise that from today, just under 50 million Americans will have their food aid benefits cut. The change comes in the form of food stamps, specifically the lack of them, because extra food stamps given to low-income families during the economic downturn are now expiring. I've been speaking to one recipient of food stamps, Suzanne Surley, who's a single mother of a 13-year-old from San Francisco. She began by telling me what you do with the stamps.
You purchase your food at mostly any grocery store. I believe there are some restaurants that are now starting to accept it, but traditionally it was not. You could not buy hot food.
Do you get enough money every month via the food stamp system?
No, we've definitely had to go to other sources, including family members, and also go to food banks.
Food banks, this is where they give out free food.
Yes, sir, and not the best quality free food in many cases. I mean, you know, potatoes and canned food, some dry goods.
So you're not getting enough money in the form of food stamps every month as it is, and now they're cutting your allowance.
My allotment, I believe, was $367, and they're now cutting it to $347, only $20, which, you know, is a significant reduction, being that the $367 didn't last a month for us. But again, for my household, it was $20 reduction, which, you know, is a meal and a half usually for my daughter and I, if I can make it stretch. But for a larger family, say a family of eight who was not working, let's say disabled parents or disabled one parent with many children, their food stamps would go down as much as $65 for a large family.
Okay, so you're losing $20 a month, which you say is about a meal and a half every month that you're losing. How do you feel about these cuts?
We're already facing a very large global economic catastrophe. We've been dealing with it for years now. There's very little work. I have a master's degree, and I have a very hard time getting work. We're facing this issue, and in the urban context, for poor, low-income families, and probably people are really bad off. There's definitely not enough food.
Suzanne, it's very interesting when you say there's not enough food. People around the world think of America as a country which is very prosperous, one of the richest countries in the world.
I know, it's ironic, isn't it?
Suzanne Surley, a single mother of a 13-year-old from San Francisco, telling me there about her difficulties living on food stamps, which have been cut.